During the last decade or so, our culture has become compulsive about drawing up lists. Lists of the greatest this and the finest that. These are, of course, ludicrous undertakings. They're also completely irresistible. I think it's because in this relativistic age, we secretly crave artistic canons, even in pop culture. Like when, a couple of years ago, the American Film Institute got 1,500 experts to pick the 100 greatest American films.
Rosebud.
Sure, Citizen Kane, number one, fine, no argument. But Lawrence of Arabia at number five?
I cannot fiddle.
I don't think so.
But I can make a great state from a little city.
Another parlor game was launched when the publisher Modern Library hired its experts to choose the 100 best English language novels of the 20th century. The most interesting part of this game was that they also let civilians vote online for their favorite 100 novels. Four of the top books on the experts list are by James Joyce and George Orwell. On the popular vote list, six of the top 10 books are by Ayn Rand and L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of Scientology. But that cultish ballot box stuffing aside, I'm in agreement with a lot of the populist preferences, like the civilians' much higher rankings for Walker Percy and Robertson Davies. In fact, I find that all the Democratic lists are more interesting than the experts' picks because you get a glimpse of the public's taste instead of one more reprise of the conventional wisdom. As with the 300 favorite classical music pieces chosen every year by the audience of Classic FM, a British radio broadcaster. I've been studying Classic FM's new 2002 list. The canon is here in force. 22 pieces by Mozart, 17 by Beethoven, 10 by Bach, 7 by Brahms. Yet way up at number 13 is a piece called The Ashokan Farewell by the American composer Jay Unger. And it's on the rise, up from 35 last year and number 100 the year before. Who is Unger? I recognized his music as soon as I heard it. From the soundtrack of Ken Burns' Civil War documentary. And no fewer than three scores by the Hollywood composer John Williams are in the top 300. Schindler's List at number 61, Harry Potter at number 81, and Star Wars at number 83. Those are not challenging or, probably, enduring works of art. But they are a glass-half-full reminder that despite all the talk about a classical music crisis, there is a huge audience for orchestral music every day in thousands of movie theaters. The closer I examine the list, the more I realized I agree with a lot of its populist tilt. I love number 117, Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring, as I do number 46, George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. If being in sync with a big, dopey, best music popularity list makes me one of the hoi polloi, I can live with that, as long as it doesn't mean I have to read L. Ron Hubbard and Ayn Rand. This is Kurt Anderson in Studio 360.